I'm Steve Kathan. Big move on social media just ahead of Donald Trump's return to the White House. CBS's Cammy McCormick says it's out today from the parent company of Facebook, Instagram, and Threads.
Meta founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg said in a post that there will be a change in how content is monitored.
We're going to get rid of fact checkers and replace them with community notes similar to X, starting in the U.S.
He said that will empower users to decide when a post is intentionally misleading or needs more context, and that allows for a broader range of perspectives. Meta says it will continue to focus on things like terrorism, child exploitation, fraud, or scams, but will take a more personalized approach to things like political content so that people who want to see more of it on their feeds can.
There's an investigation at the airport in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, after the discovery of two bodies inside a JetBlue plane's landing gear compartment.
That airplane started its day in Kingston, Jamaica, flew to New York, then Salt Lake City, then back to New York before it ultimately ended up in Miami. And at each of those points, at the very least, the pilots do a walk around the airplane and check things, and they typically will look inside the wheel wells. But we don't know when those people got on board the airplane.
That's CBS's Chris Van Cleave. What forecasters say could be the strongest winds in a decade are in store for Southern California, with gusts today possibly reaching 80 miles an hour. In much of the rest of the country, CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says there are dangerous wind chills.
We are in the freezer for the eastern half of the country through the rest of the week, and that is a big problem because now the next storm that's coming through begins Thursday in Texas, and the potential is there for a half foot of snow, maybe even more.
And now to Washington, as we hear from CBS's Paulina Spolinski, millions are in store for a possible credit score change.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced today that they will remove medical debt from the credit reports of more than 15 million Americans, raising their credit scores by an estimated average of 20 points.
And it could make thousands more of people eligible for home loans. After days of tributes in Georgia, the mourning for an American president now moves north.
I'm Jim Crisula, Dobbins Air Reserve Base, Georgia. Former President Jimmy Carter's body will be accompanied by his extended family and flown to Joint Base Andrews outside Washington, D.C. The special Air Mission 39, in tribute to his 39th presidency, will be flown 2 hours to the nation's capital by the Presidential Airlift Group of the 89th Airlift Wing.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 99 points. NASDAQ is down 200. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. The Racine City Council will consider a $2 million proposal to convert the former St. Nicholas Church into affordable housing. The plan being talked about tonight involves tearing down the church and building four new homes for low-income residents. Kenosha Unified is hosting town hall meetings to talk about a proposed tax increase. The $23 million operational referendum for February is the topic at a meeting Thursday at Bradford High School. A vigil was held Sunday for Joseph Lee, who died after an attack in the Racine County Jail New Year's Eve. Inmate Devontae Caraway is likely to face homicide charges. He was in lockup already for charges including attempted homicide. Snow totals from yesterday varied, with Racine and Kenosha getting about 5 inches. More snow may return this weekend. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A Foxconn affiliate has purchased 20 acres of undeveloped land near the Foxconn complex in Mount Pleasant. It's not known yet what the property will be used for. And Aurora Healthcare has reintroduced mask requirements. It's for visitors at all of their Wisconsin facilities. Hospital officials say it's due to increased respiratory illness. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers lose Christian Watson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur confirmed that wide receiver Christian Watson could be out a year after suffering a torn ACL and other damage to his right knee during Sunday's game against the Bears. Up next, the Packers face the Eagles next Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Running back Josh Jacobs.
Everything is on the line. You know, it's no real do-overs. It's no flush last week. It's no none of that. It's, you know, execute when the times that they got to make a play or whatever. That's what we're going to look forward to try to do. You know, this whole week.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers with another nice Big Ten conference win, 75-63 at Rutgers. In the NBA, after losing four of their last five, the Bucks beat the Raptors in Toronto, 128-104. Bobby Portis with 20 points. Damian Lillard led with 25.
Being physical, making them work offensively, the communication, helping each other, gang rebounding. Those are all things we can control.
That's the Bucks. Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
A mix of sun, clouds, and chilly temperatures today with highs reaching the mid-20s. Partly cloudy skies overnight, lows will crash to near 10, and for tomorrow, back to the low 20s. Start to get a little boost Thursday and into the weekend with chances of snow on Friday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19. WRJN.
Last Train to Clarksville, song number one for them. Here's Three Dog Night, WRJN.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
From Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Who was Kiki D? We didn't know in America. She had had like one hit in the States, but she was a backup singer for Elton John when he toured. And so they just went into the studio and recorded that song together. I'm Dan Marcus. Coming up at noon, Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story. And this time, it's about a book with only, get this, 17 words in it. 17 words in this book, and it changed everything. Story at 12:05 on WRJN.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa. Or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, Jenny from Big Deals. I bet you're like me. You worked so hard to make sure everyone got just what they wanted over the holidays that a little something for yourself would be really nice. Well, here you go. Announcing Treat Yourself Tuesday. Today and today only, save an extra 15% off any gift certificates in our store. No promo code necessary. Why? Because you're worth it. Hurry in and get yours today.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner for amazing savings right now.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Another dance, yeah.
who's this Jackson Brown guy? That's the original from Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs. That's Stay on WRJN, the station with local news and timeless hits. Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Let's get right to it. Another update from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Foxconn is expanding its Racine County presence. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that a Foxconn affiliate has bought 20 acres of undeveloped land near its Mount Pleasant complex for about $5 million. The company's intentions for the newly acquired parcels remain unknown. Although Foxconn significantly reduced its job creation goals, it still does benefit from state tax incentives. A vigil was held Sunday for Joseph Lee. He was attacked by another inmate in the Racine County Jail New Year's Eve. His family made the decision to take him off life support Saturday. The incident took place in the jail's day room shortly after a routine security check. Inmate Devontae Caraway is likely to face homicide charges. He was already in the lockup for attempted homicide charges, among other offenses. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department is leading the investigation into the jail death. With an increase in respiratory illnesses, Aurora Healthcare has reintroduced mask requirements. It's now in effect for visitors at all of its Wisconsin facilities. The move follows reports from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services indicating high levels of respiratory illness activity across the state. Other hospital groups have not followed suit. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mix of sun, clouds, and chilly temperatures today with highs reaching the mid-20s. Partly cloudy skies overnight, lows will crash to near 10, and for tomorrow, back to the low 20s. Start to get a little boost Thursday and into the weekend with chances of snow on Friday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 21.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Boys high school basketball back on WRJN because school's back in session. Tonight, a big game, Waterford in Burlington. Pregame at 6:30. Tip-off, 7 o'clock. Hear it all in its entirety here on WRJN.
And I need and want you. And I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the
news, timeless hits, WRJN. You know a song is good, no, great, when four different artists make the charts with it. This song done by Linda Ronstadt, Aretha Franklin, and Johnny Rivers. But the Miracles did the first version of Tracks of My Tears, WRJN.
People say I'm the life of the party, 'cause I tell a joke or two. Loud and hearty, deep inside I'm blue. So take a good look at my face. You'll see my smile looks out of place. If you look closer, it's easy to trace.
What you do to me when you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affected if I can for sure. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love, when we're all alone, keep it up, girl, yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling. You're in love with me. I said I'm hooked on a feeling.
Country's Timeless Hits, WRJN. Paul Harvey's rest of the story coming up at 12:05 about a book with only 17 words in it, but it changed everything.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Can't you stand?
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Time is due, know it.
me in you. Believe me, baby. I know it, baby. You know it too.
Spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheels all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and show you the colors that are real. Someone is waiting just for you. Painted pony on the spinning wheel
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The parent company of Facebook and Instagram is taking action similar to what's been done at X, ending its fact-checking program.
Fact-checkers have just been too politically biased and have destroyed more trust than they've created, especially in the U.S.